Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories. On KSL News Radio, your voice, your vote, 2024. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Republican convention just a few days away. It's happening this Saturday. I used to cover convention. I loved it. I loved covering convention. It's been a minute since I've done that. So I always looked at it as like suspense is building. It really is. As we wait and see which candidates will make it out of convention to the ballot. Now, which race are you watching most closely?
The Senate. No question. There, with Mitt Romney deciding not to run for a second term, it just opens up a seat. This does not happen in Utah, not very often. So this is one of the biggest races in the country, not because we think this is one of those seats that could get flipped to the Democrats, but it's just the candidates out there are very interesting to me.
It'll matter.
Yeah.
It'll matter. Senator Romney went back there, Dave, with a, you know, as a freshman who's far from a freshman. Yeah. He was like
in name only.
He was a super senior, you know, when he got there. You can just tell. I think I brought this up to you the other day. I was looking at a photo. I think it was in the Deseret News of Senator Romney walking out of a hearing or a meeting, flanked by reporters. Yeah. They had, you know, like it looked like cassette microphones and cassette recorders in his face. I'm sure they weren't. I'm sure they're like, you know, something much more technical than that. But they just flanked. He is certainly one of the stars. Back in D.C. So I love watching races that don't have an incumbent, much like you. It does make it more interesting. And so I'm closely watching the attorney general's race here. Sean Reyes announcing several months ago he wasn't going to seek re-election. So that opens up the seat. I think I've always felt that the AG's office is an important office here in Utah. I've also had some heartburn over how that seat has been handled over many years. And I'm looking forward to see who gets out of convention. Taylor Morgan, host of KSL at Night. Also, I'll call you a political insider, right? You've run campaigns before. Which one are you watching? Which races are you most interested in?
Well, Debbie, great to be with you this morning. I think you and Dave really hit on two of the top races that I'm watching very closely, along with many other Utahns. Of course, the U.S. Senate race. The attorney general's race. I also have my eye on the third congressional district race. As Dave mentioned, these open seats here in Utah don't really come open all that often. And because of John Curtis jumping into the U.S. Senate race to fill Mitt Romney's vacant Senate seat, we have an open race, of course, for the third district here in Utah. In that race, we have a lot of candidates. We have 9 total Republican candidates vying for nomination in the third district. 3 candidates have already qualified for a primary election in June via signatures. We have a real showdown, though, at convention between those candidates who did not collect signatures. If any one candidate at convention on Saturday gets 60% or more of the delegate vote, they will automatically qualify for a primary and then go and face off against Case Lawrence and John Dougal, who will be in the primary. We have Mike Kennedy, sitting Utah State Senator Mike Kennedy, Chris Herod, who has done this many times before, who has never succeeded in a primary. And we have a newcomer in the third district, Zach Wilson. No, not that Zach Wilson. This Zach Wilson has perhaps thrown a few less interceptions, but yet to be seen how well he'll perform at convention on Saturday.
Does this take a lot of the juice out of convention, the fact that there is a dual path that candidates can just gather signatures and not even bother with whether or not they have to win over the delegates?
It's a really good question, Dave. Again, to be transparent and disclose my role as executive director of Count My Vote, I have a clear bias here. It can be argued, and I think fairly, that because of the signature path being available, that has rendered convention perhaps a little less meaningful and perhaps even a little more radical. However, in these races, Dave, I don't think that's the case. I think we have so many candidates battling out in convention on Saturday that the ability to get on the primary ballot through convention is incredibly valuable. A candidate like a Brent Orrin Hatch, who is performing well in the polls, but did not get the signatures for the primary, he really needs this vote at convention to have a chance in the primary. And he could do very well just with his baseline of name ID if he can get to a primary. So I think Saturday's GOP state convention is probably one of the most pivotal Republican Party conventions we've had in decades.
I would agree with you on that, Taylor. I also feel like there's just this the swath of delegates as well as candidates who are steeped in tradition, you know, like they're steeped in tradition, that being that they don't want to go the signature path, which is, you know, kind of more of a recent path to the ballot last, you know, 10 years or so. But,
yeah,
you know, they really want to, they want the delegates to decide. And that is a, that's a tradition that's hard to shake for a lot.
It is. I mean, Senator Mike Kennedy and Chris Herod, who are both doing convention only on Saturday for the third district race, they have run only convention many, many times. Neither of them have any interest in collecting signatures. And to be fair, the signature path is difficult. It's very expensive. Not all candidates have the resources or the ability to raise the money to pay for those signatures. And so convention still remains a very important process. And with a lot of money, Dave and Debbie, coming in from out-of-state political action committees to influence these races, these delegates have a lot of big decisions, and this is nothing short of a very exciting, controversial election on Saturday.
Taylor Morgan, thank you for joining us from KSL at Night. And Debbie, we saw a huge victory recently because of the convention process, and that was Celeste Malloy. She won over the delegates at convention out of nowhere, really had zero name recognition, but because she had the backing of the convention, that catapulted her to the top of the list, and she ended up winning the general election.
I wouldn't put it on the same level as a Super Bowl, but I am pretty excited to see what happens on Saturday. We'll be keeping an eye on it right here at KSL News Radio, of course. If you haven't signed up for our text alerts, all you need to do is type the word news to 57500. Text it. I don't think we type anymore, do we? We text news to 57500, and you can be just like me and get all of the news updates in the moment as they're happening, so you can be in the know on what happens at convention on Saturday. Straight ahead, read the story in the Deseret News. Bogus Botox injections making women sick. With actual botulism. Yikes. So Lois Collins of the Deseret News did an amazing write-up on this. She's got the skinny on what we need to look for to make sure you're not getting poked with a fake batch of Botox. Next.